Glad to see you here tonight in our evening service. You are very, very welcome. And it's very encouraging to see all the boys and girls here from Good News and also from our Sunday school and their parents as well. We're going to start our service of worship with a good, well-known Christmas carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful. It's number 88 in our hymn book, but the words will also be on the screen behind me. Let's stand, please, as we worship the Lord. You may be seated. Let's bow our heads now and close our eyes, and we'll come and talk with the Lord and ask for His help and His blessing in our service tonight. Our gracious God and our loving Father, we bow once more in the Savior's precious name, and we have come to this evening worship service with a desire to meet with God. The desire, Father, that the word of the Lord would be open to every one of us, and that anyone here who does not know the Lord Jesus as Savior, whether they are old or young, that they would come this night to seek and to know Him, whom to know is life everlasting. Father, we pray that the boys and girls will taste and see that the Lord is good, that they will set the Savior as the head and king of their life, so that early on their life would be given over into the hand of a great and sovereign God. Lord, we hear tonight many different faces, coming from many different backgrounds and nations. And Lord, it is yet a blessed thing that we're here in the house of prayer and praise. And we acknowledge that it is of the Lord's doing that these things are marvelous in our eyes. Lord, we're so thankful tonight. Blessing upon every family. We pray that you would guide us and direct us in the center of your perfect will. And Father, we are thankful for the boys and girls here from Good News Bible Club, the boys and girls from our Sunday school, and all of their parents and friends. And Lord, we are asking for a rich blessing to be poured out upon everyone, not only as we sing and hear the scripture recited, and as we come to the Word of God, that it would be stamped upon every single heart. Lord, remember those who are sick tonight, those connected with our own church. We pray for them. We ask for your hand of blessing upon our brother Ken Postel. Lord, encourage his heart. We think of Mrs. DeGroote tonight, and we pray for her that you would help her in her time of sickness. And we know that others have problems that maybe we know nothing about. And yet, Father, we think too of the other churches and people represented here tonight. Lord, come and meet every family at the very point of their need. Whatever the trouble or trial may be, teach us all, Lord, what it means to cast our burden upon the Lord, for thou hast promised to sustain us. So hear us now tonight. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Folks, we're very, very happy that you're here tonight in the house of God, and you may be visiting us for the very first time, or maybe you've come back again, and we have a lot of visitors tonight. We want to welcome every one of you, and those viewing our service online, you're especially welcome. We hope that you'll take a moment and just send us an email so that we can have a record of your visit and your stay with us tonight. We don't want to forget about welcoming all of the boys and girls that are in these front two sections here tonight. We're happy to see each one of you. And we hope that you'll be paying very close attention tonight to every part of the service. We're looking forward just in a moment for them. They're going to be participating. Let me share with you just some important ministry in our own congregation, and hopefully it will be a help and a blessing to you as well. I meant to say this morning a word of congratulations to our sister Diana and our brother James, as they are new grandparents again. Their son Ian and their daughter-in-law, Chelsea, down in South Carolina, they had a baby boy, and they've named him Duncan Ian. And that's a good Scottish name, and we want to congratulate them and trust the Lord will bless that family. As I mentioned this morning as well, remember our brother Ken Postel, as he is now in palliative care in Markham Stouffville Hospital, that we would just pray for him, that the Lord will give him a safe passing. And he will bless the family as well as they deal with the solemn and the sad situation of seeing a loved one, a father, coming to the end of their days. But thank God, Ken knows the Lord, and his heart is happy, and he's rejoicing in his spirit, even though he is very weak in his body. And that is the best way. Wesley said that our people die well. And the dying well means we die in the peace of the Lord, and we die knowing that we have an eternal home in glory. So this coming week is an important one for us in many ways, and we want to say that before we even get to Monday, right after the service tonight, everyone is invited and welcome to come downstairs. We have some treats for the boys and girls, and also some good fellowship for the adults. Coffee and tea and some light refreshment. I hope you'll stay behind to have fellowship with us. Monday evening is our gym fellowship that continues, and that's at 7 o'clock, goes from 7 to 9. Wednesday is our midweek Bible study and prayer time, and this will be at 7:25. And then on Thursday is an important night for our Whitfield Christian Schools. It's the annual Christmas concert. That will be at 7 p.m. And you're welcome to come along to that service on Thursday night. And then Friday is our Good News Bible Club. One final meeting before the Christmas break. And that will be at 7 p.m. Just a note to remember that the next two Lord's Days following that, on the 22nd and 29th of December, there'll be no Sunday school services going on here to give our workers a little break over the holidays. Next Lord's Day morning, we have our morning worship service, and then we have our international lunch immediately following that service, and it's an opportunity for you to invite a neighbor or a friend to come along to the church here. They'd be most welcome at that time. The Owen family, the pastor in Boston, New York, just south of Buffalo, who had their home burned to the ground. It was an awful thing that happened just over a week ago. And yet Phil is rejoicing in the Lord, giving thanks to God that their lives were spared, their grandchildren who were there the day before. They had no real bodily injury, and yet they lost everything in their home. They are covered by insurance, but you know, there's certain things that cannot be replaced. But nonetheless, the Lord has used our brother and sister and made them an example of just showing that God's ways are perfect and His providences are true and right, and whatever He is doing through their lives would be an example and a lesson, a testimony to us. To remember Phil and Tanya, please, in your prayers. You may have noticed a Christmas card in our foyer as you came in, a rather large one, and we collect every year for a special mission, and we're collecting for Mexico City this year, and if you'd like to make a special donation toward that, you could mark your offering envelope with Mexico, and we'll see that it gets in the right place. And rejoicing again with Dr. Allison, who has seen a great improvement in his health. The cancerous tumor that he had has gone away completely. The medical people could not find it anymore. And this is a great answer to prayer. We thank the Lord for this and do pray for the full restoration of our brother in the Lord. Those are all the announcements of ministry that we want to share with you tonight. Now we're going to come to a hearing the boys and girls from the Good News Bible Club first of all, and then when they're finished, we're going to sing a hymn, and between that time, while the boys and girls from the Sunday school come up. So first of all, let's have the Good News Bible Club. They'll come to the front. Let's sing another hymn together, number 95, and the words are also behind me, O little town of Bethlehem. Just remain seated as we sing.
Thank you.
Well, we've enjoyed hearing from the Good News Bible Club and the junior department of our Sunday school, and now we have the Sunshine Room. Boys and girls are going to come up, and they're going to make their presentation now. want to thank you very much for sharing with us the Word of God tonight by singing and by reciting the Scripture. It's a very precious thing, and it's always a joy to see the little ones from the Sunshine Room. You know, our Good News Bible Club has been going for many, many years now, and we welcome many of the boys and girls from our neighborhood, and it's good to have their parents here tonight with us. And these folks, many of them, they attend other local churches, and so they're not part of our Sunday school. And yet, some of them kind of blend in one with the other. And of course, we also welcome the boys and girls from the Grace Gospel Tamil Church. Pastor Mano, who is the pastor there, we have good fellowship with our dear friends there. And we really appreciate the boys and girls coming to our Sunday school. So we're going to now take up the offering for the Lord's work here, and this really applies only to our own people. If you're a visitor here, please do not feel obligated at all, but we take up an offering in our services morning and evening. We're going to sing number 98, the first Noel, and just as we do that, we'll be getting prepared for the Bible story for the boys and girls tonight. So remain seated, please, for number 98. I invite you, please, to stand while we sing the final two verses, verses 5 and 6. Thank you.
may be seated. Well, this is a special evening for us as we come to our Christmas program for the boys and girls. And I'm very happy that you're here tonight. It's good to see you all dressed up in your best clothes, and it's very nice to have you here tonight. I want to read a couple of verses from Scripture, and I know you might not have your Bibles there, but you just listen very carefully. And for all of the adults who are here tonight, and those folks viewing our service online, well, this story and message tonight is for the boys and girls. But I want all the adults to be quiet tonight. I want to make sure that none of them are talking so that we don't get disturbed from listening to the message tonight. Do you think that's a good idea? I think it is. So let's hope that all of the adults remain quiet tonight. And then, of course, all of the boys and girls, you need to be paying very close attention. You don't want to miss a word of the Bible or the message tonight. This word is found in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. It says, "And she," that is Mary, "shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Could you bow in prayer with me tonight that we ask for the Lord's help for our message, okay? Let's pray. Our loving Father, in the stillness of our service now, as we have your word open, we pray that the Spirit of God will do his work tonight, helping me to speak the word of God faithfully and clearly, and that no one, no boy or girl, would misunderstand. We pray, Father, that the message of life and of truth and of salvation would come to every heart. Help me tonight, Lord, to speak your word faithfully and plainly and clearly. We ask in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, I want you to understand tonight from these words that you can see, and I know that many of you can read, and this quote is taken really directly from the Bible, what I just read to you, that the name that Mary and Joseph were told that they were going to call their son, his name was very special. It was, in one sense, a very common name in the Old Testament because the word Joshua and the name Joshua is exactly the same as the name Jesus in the New Testament. And so it was a very important name. It was an important name because it meant something very, very important to the people of God at that time. Do you know when God created the world, and when he made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he gave to them his word. Now, the word that God gave to Adam and Eve, it wasn't like the Bible that you and I have today. It wasn't like the picture that you have up there before you. But I've just given you this so you understand it. It is God's message to us, to men. And the Lord at that time, he spoke that word directly to Adam and to Eve. And he communicated to them all that he wanted them to know. But then there was someone else in the Garden of Eden as well. And the serpent, he was the most subtle, he was the most crafty. And he came to Eve and he tempted her to sin against the Lord. And that's exactly what Eve did. And Adam followed along, and he sinned and broke God's holy law. And you know, it's a very sad thing, because from the time that Adam disobeyed the Lord and broke his word, why, every one of us have sinned against God. And just as you see that strong boot that's down upon the tables or the commandments of God, It's just a picture of how everyone has broken God's holy law and word. And that means that all of us have sinned against Him. And the Lord tells us in His word that the boy or girl or the adult who sins against the Lord, they shall surely die for their sin. Because God had told Adam, in the day that you disobey me, you will die. And Adam died at that time spiritually, and he couldn't any longer know the Lord. He didn't know who God was. His eyes were closed over. He died spiritually at that time. And every man, every boy and girl that's been born from that time to now, everyone has been born as a sinner, having broken God's law, not just when we're born, but as you get a bit older. Because I know that you have told a lie before, and I know that you have disobeyed your mom or your dad at some time. And when you get old enough to disobey the Lord's word, you then become guilty of transgressing the holy word of God. But you know, the Lord didn't leave Adam there, and He hasn't left you and I there either in our sin. Because you know, right after Adam sinned, you know what God did? He stepped in and He promised that He would deliver them. He would save them. And God took a little innocent lamb, and He caused that lamb to be put to death so that Adam and Eve would have a covering for their sin. And the little lamb did not do anything wrong. The little lamb was innocent. And the Lord was painting a very important picture that the innocent would be put in the place of the guilty sinner. And what the Lord was teaching us from the very beginning was looking all the way forward to the cross of Calvary. That's right. All the way until the Lamb of God would be put to death for sin. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus came to do. And that's why His name is called Jesus. Because the name Jesus means something very important. And it's the whole purpose as to why Jesus came into the world, so that He would go to the cross and there He would suffer and die for us. We're not worth that. Do you know something? We don't deserve what God has done for us. And boys and girls here tonight, and those who are listening to this message, do you understand that? All of us are guilty, and we deserve to be separated from God forever and ever in hell. But that's not where the Lord left us. He loved you and I so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world with the intention and purpose that He would go and die on a cross. And you know John the Baptist, he is the one who said, when he saw Jesus first, he said, "Behold, look at the Lamb of God, the one whom the Lord has promised would come to be our deliverer." And that's exactly what happened. And Jesus, His name means Savior. He is the one who rescues us, the one who saves us from our sin. And you know, sometimes when people hear about someone saving them, they think maybe of someone who's drowning. And someone comes like a lifeguard, and they would reach down and grab a hand of someone, or they would throw them a life vest in order that they can hang on and be saved. Well, that's someone who might be in trouble in the water. But you know, you and I are in trouble because of our sin, and we need a Savior. And that's why the Lord sent Jesus into this world to rescue us from our sin. Now I wonder, can anyone see a friend of mine anywhere around here? Yes, dear? What do you see? You see somebody, somebody's poking their head around there, aren't they? How about on this other side? Can anyone see something over here? Yeah, what do you see? Yeah, what do you see? You see anybody else around there? Yes? You can see a little tiny somebody poking the head. Let's go and see who they are right now. Now, these are two friends of mine, and I think that some of you may remember who this is. If you've been at Good News Club some time ago, you may remember who this is. Do you remember? Remember her name? Molly. You're right. Did you say Dolly? Molly. That's Molly. That's who that is. Molly has quite some story, I'll tell you, because Molly was rescued from a garbage dump many years ago. And you know, Molly was found and she couldn't help herself. She was lying down under a whole bunch of garbage. And then along came someone who lifted her out of the garbage dump and washed her and cleaned her all up. And Molly's still with us today. And you know what? Molly, of course, is just a little doll. And you know where she sits? She sits in my study behind there up on the bookshelf at the very top. And every once in a while, I look up to see where Molly is. So that's Molly. We'll set her down here for a second. You stand there, okay? Don't you move. All right? And then we have this other character. He's another friend of mine. I think that there's some hands here who might know the name of this fellow. Who's he? Solomon. You remember, because you were at Good News at the fantastic night. That's right. So this is Solomon. Now, if you know anything about someone like Solomon, you wouldn't likely be holding him like this and going like this, because we don't come that close to skunks, do we? Well, Solomon, he was named after a man in the Bible by the name of Solomon, and he was a king, you're right, King Solomon. And we learned all about King Solomon because he was a very wise man. And yet, Solomon did some things at the end of his life that proved he wasn't so wise. And oh, Solomon, you know what he did? He got himself into a mess of trouble. And Solomon thought he was a wise guy, and he got caught. He got caught in a trap. But then Solomon got out of the trap because he was released. We could say that Solomon was saved. He was set free from the trap where he was in. So now he's a whole lot wiser than he was before, because now he has learned his lesson. So we'll set Solomon. I don't know if he's going to stay here for me or not. We'll see. If he'll behave himself, he might stay right here. There he goes. All right. You see, what happened, Solomon, he was warned about the danger of watching out for traps that are set to capture you. And Solomon, of course, he said, well, I've lived long enough. I know how to escape a trap. I know how not to get fooled by that. And he was warned, be careful, because the devil will come to camouflage the traps. And that's a big word. You know what camouflage means? It means to, well, let's see, do we have somebody who knows? What do you think, dear? That's right. So you're going to blend in. It means to try to make something just like the trees or the bushes. You can't tell what it is. There are some animals that have good natural camouflage, like a chameleon. They're able to change and make themselves different. But the devil knows how to camouflage a trap too. And so Solomon was warned. But the problem was that he didn't take his warning too carefully. And look what happened to him. He got caught himself inside that trap. Well, when he got out, he was so happy and he was so thankful that he was released from the trap. Well, then we come back to our friend Molly. Molly was a good friend, you know, of Solomon. She knew him well, and they played together. Now, Molly, she lived, and she enjoyed having lots of fun outside in the trees and the forest. And you know what else she would do? She would sometimes do antics. Do you ever do those when you're a kid, doing funny things, games upside down, hanging on branches and things? You have to be very careful doing that. But Molly thought she couldn't get hurt by anybody. She was so proud, and I won't remember that she was already saved many years ago. She was already delivered from that garbage dump. And sometimes, like people, they have experienced things from the Lord and He blesses them, but maybe they get a bit careless. They get a bit forgetful. Anyways, well, Molly called out. She wanted to know where Solomon lived, and he lived in a hole under the ground. And so she called out to him, "Solomon, are you coming out to play?" And so Solomon came out, and he said, "Oh, I'm here." And then Molly said, "I like to go and play near the trap." And Solomon said, "No, no, don't do that. Don't go near that trap. I tell you, it's danger." And Molly said, "Don't worry about that. That's no problem." And you see where she's standing? She's standing right on top of the trap. But it gets a little bit worse, because now she's standing right close to the edge of the trap. And boys and girls, there's a very important lesson there, because the devil likes to set traps for us in our life. And he likes to set a trap, and he makes it so attractive. He makes it so that we want to come and go near it, and even think it's going to be fun. And that's the way he presents sin. And he tempts us with that. And we have to be very, very careful when mom or dad warn you about something and staying away from something. When we read it in the Word of God, when the Lord warns us of something, don't think you can go near it and just play with those things. Because if you play with fire, you are going to be burned and it will hurt very badly. And you know, it's a sad thing, because Molly didn't learn her lesson. Because when Molly, remember, she was on top of the trap, and then she was standing beside the trap, and all inside there, you see all those leaves? Well, they're covering, they're camouflaging the trip petal that's on the inside. So what Molly did, she thought she would go right inside. She wasn't afraid. She went right inside there. And she thought all of a sudden, she stepped on the trap petal and she couldn't see it under the leaves. And now she's stuck inside. Oh, she'd been warned many times. Don't you dare go near that. She was warned. And sometimes, boys and girls, you might be warned about not doing something or staying away from danger, and then you go and do it, and next thing, you're going to be caught in the devil's trap. Oh, this was a serious thing for Molly. Very, very serious. You know, Molly didn't listen. She didn't listen. But along came the gardener, and he saw her in there. And so he opened the trap, and he rescued her, and he brought her out of the trap. And now Molly is going to be wise now, just like Solomon. He learned his lesson. And so Molly learned her lesson. And you know what she learned? She learned again that what the Lord Jesus did when he was born in the manger of Bethlehem, the cross, it shadowed over his whole life. And the cross was there. And the Lord, when he came into this world, he came in knowing that he was going to the cross to die for our sins. And not just to save us, but do you know what? The Lord died to deliver us from all of our sin. And sometimes, boys and girls, even if you're saved, you might stumble and fall. You might get caught in the devil's trap. But you know, when we repent of our sin and we call upon the Lord, He opens the door He delivers us from our sinful way again because the Lord loves us with an everlasting love. Oh, my young friends, if you love Christ this morning, this evening, if you have asked Him to come into your heart, then He will watch over you and guide you. And when you get yourself into a mess, and we all do at some time or another, the Lord has promised to deliver us and keep us safe. Never let a day go past that you do not thank the Lord for what He has done for you. Never let a day go past where we don't praise Him for what He did in dying on the cross to wash our sins away. We can't get to heaven by anything we do ourselves. Oh, you might have a good Christian family. You might go to a good Christian church, maybe even a school, a Christian school. But that doesn't mean that you have salvation. What it is important is that you trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And when you've done that, and you've repented of your sin, then you will know, you will be wise. You'll be wise like Solomon then, and now you'll be even wise like Molly is, having realized that He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son who died for you, and He died for me. And I'm very thankful because I trusted the Lord when I was only about 8 years old. And I know that some of you are around that age tonight. If you don't know Him, He can save you. And He will give you peace and joy in your heart. Do you know why? Because His name is Jesus. And He will save His people from their sins. Would you bow with me now in prayer? Father, we pray tonight that as the Word of God is suitable and fitted for every age, I'm thankful, Lord, that the smallest boy or girl here can trust Jesus as their Savior. They can call upon Him. They can know the joy of sins forgiven and of knowing they have peace with God and they will go to heaven. I pray, Lord, that You would work in every heart. I think of those young people who have already trusted Jesus. I pray, Lord, that their lives would be delivered from the temptations of the evil one. Let none of us get caught in the trap of the devil. Oh, Father, hear our prayer tonight. Pour out Your Spirit upon us. Receive our thanksgiving for this night, for every family represented here. And Lord, bless our fellowship afterward downstairs. You might enjoy each other's company in the house of prayer. We ask all this tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you very much for your attention tonight. We're going to ask that the boys and girls would make their way first of all downstairs. You follow your teachers and they're going to lead you downstairs. And then could I encourage the adults to make your way as fast as possible down there so that we can enjoy the evening of fellowship. Thank you.